Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents North Korea's Hidden Revolution, How the Information Underground is Transforming a Closed Society, by Jun Baek. Narrated by Caroline McLaughlin. Author's note. In 2007, when I was a junior at Harvard College, I received an interview request from a Voice of America reporter. Voice of America is one of several programs that broadcast daily into North Korea. It is difficult to know how many people are listening or how long the average listening session is, since conducting in-country surveys is impossible. The North Korean government will not allow independent surveyors unfettered access to its population. But it is clear that increasing numbers of people do listen to these programs secretly, and that the programs do affect some of them. Some defectors have said that they regularly tuned into Voice of America broadcasts, even though they were aware of the risks involved. North Korean citizens who are caught listening to foreign radio programs can be punished with severe interrogations, imprisonment, or even execution. The interviewer asked me to describe an event that my student organization, Harvard Undergraduates for Human Rights in North Korea, HRINK, had hosted with a defector. The defector had recounted his escape from North Korea to several dozen undergraduates. I remember thinking about how I could answer the reporter's questions about why I was interested in human rights issues in North Korea, what impact events to raise awareness could have, and why Americans like myself were interested in participating in such student organizations. I considered the stark contrast between the risks that listeners inside North Korea were taking to listen to this program and the simplicity and safety that enveloped my fellow students and me.